Well, you know, we say God is good. And sometimes we say it, God is good all the time so much that it just becomes words. But this morning, I can say with conviction, from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head, through and through, God is good all the time. On December 4th, my beautiful little grandson, Leo, was born. And when he was born, they told him, they told my son and his wife, he's going to have heart surgery. He's missing the main artery that goes from his heart to his lungs. So he's not going to have oxygenated blood. My son's a paramedic. He understands all this. I just sit there and go, okay. Because I'm just like, tell me what I need to know to pray, okay? I came here. I shared with people, you know, we need to pray for my grandson even before he was born. After he was born, they kept coming back to my son and daughter-in-law and saying, this is wrong with him. He's now got this wrong with him and this wrong with him. And my son called me one day and he says, Mom, I'm waiting to hear what's going to happen when they say one more thing and I just snap on him. Well, they came to him and they told him one more thing. And what happened was, thank God he didn't lose his temper. But God rose up inside of my son and the priest of the household took over. And the God that I have tried to teach him about his whole life, that he's a faithful God, that he's a healing God, stepped up and he looked a doctor in the eye. He said, you are wrong. Because the doctor told him, he says, you've got a kidney, this child has a kidney that's going to shrivel up and die. It's not working. And my son looked at him and he said, no. He said, Mom, that's what happened when just one more thing gets to be enough's enough. And my son looked at me, he said, his kidney is working, it will work, and there's nothing going to stop you from saying that. He said, in fact, we'll lay money on it if you're a betting man. But he says, my son's kidney is fine. My little grandson, Leo, who is 10 weeks old tomorrow, has two perfectly healthy working kidneys. That's just the beginning. A couple of weeks ago, he got sick. He had just gotten home on a Monday. Thursday, he's back in the hospital. They're transferring him back to UVA because they're saying he's got an infection and we don't know what it is. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they kept going, oh, it's this, it's this, it's this. But I talked to Sherry. Sherry said, do you mind if we do a prayer cloth? I said, do it. Just get it to me. I'll get it to the baby. And y'all had just come off a fast. And there was some good people came in and you prayed over a prayer cloth and Sherry got it to me that Monday. My son called me that night and he says, well, Mom, they've ruled out meningitis. Thank you, Jesus. You know, but they still don't know. On Tuesday, my son called me at 11 o'clock in the morning. He's back up here because he's a paramedic. He has to work and he can't just be off. But he called back and he said, Mom, he said, Leo's got a blood infection. I was like, what? He said, the infection is in his blood. I said, in his blood. I said, I know a blood that can fix that. I know a blood that can fix that. He said, I do too, Mom. But he says, I need some prayers. I said, I got a prayer cloth. He said, Mom, I don't get to go back till Thursday. I said, you get the prayer cloth from me, you take it back. So on Tuesday, they did test. He had a blood infection. They wanted to double check their test that afternoon. They did another blood test. He's got a blood infection. On Wednesday, they did blood work. He's got a blood infection. On Thursday morning, they did blood work. He's got a blood infection. But you know what? There is something that happens on a third day. There's something special about a third day. And all of these facts that the doctor was telling him, you see, the facts were coming out and fear was trying to come in. But I don't do fear. And I kept telling my son, stay strong, stay strong. My son picked up that prayer cloth. He took it to the hospital. Leo was in isolation. Only Mom and Dad could be with him. And Chris got there. He took the prayer cloth. He rubbed it on his head. He rubbed it on the bottom of his feet. And then he looked at his wife. He said, you're not staying here tonight. We're going to go stay in our room at the Ronald McDonald House. He said, we're going to leave. She argued. He said, no, we're going to leave. So he took his wife. They went back to the Ronald McDonald House. They come back in because, you know, on the third day while everybody in the world was sleeping, something happened. There was some power happened one time, and there was a resurrection. There was a stone rolled away, and facts and fear stopped, and truth of God stepped up. And the same thing happened to my grandson, Leo, because when they walked in the hospital room on Friday morning, they looked at him, and this very pale gray child was pink and healthy, wide awake, looking around, kicking his feet, going around saying, you know, just cooing and carrying on and being a typical baby. My son called me. He goes, Mom, the doctors say they made a mistake. I said, 4 blood tests. They made a mistake? No, 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 no. The devil made a mistake by coming after my family. The devil made a mistake by coming after a child. The devil made a mistake by coming up against a powerful God. I told him, I said, Chris, welcome to being the priest of your household, because where facts were saying fear, truth came in and said freedom. Truth came in and said healing. When they finally let the child go, they were saying, this child's going to be in the hospital 2 weeks minimum. After they decided it wasn't blood, you know, wasn't a blood infection. He came home the following Monday. I got to spend all day with that child yesterday. And we even had to take him and show him off to Miss Sherry. And she can tell you, that ain't a sick child. That's not a sick child. That child's just kicking and carrying on and being a typical baby. And it's because of the power of God. God is good all the time. If you don't believe it, grab hold of it. He is good all the time. And I'm just, thank y'all for praying, but thank God for healing. Thank God that His truth endures forever. Thank God that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And it is amazing that truth and life go together. Truth and life go together. So I just praise God. Sorry, I just get excited. I can't keep quiet about this.